It's comprised of two words in Sanskrit. Of course, we have the English word for mantra. So in English, a mantra just means any slogan you repeat. But the original meaning of the word is not just anything, but mantras were sacred or spiritual sounds. It wasn't just like, okay, chant Coca-Cola is the real thing. That's a mantra. Yeah. I mean, that's advertising, it's all mantra, right? But you can't chant Coca-Cola is the real thing for more than a few minutes without going crazy. So mantras are spiritual sounds. They're different. They're not sounds of this world. And the word mana, who knows what the word mana means? Anybody? The mind. Mana means the mind. And tra comes from the word triyate. It means to deliver. It also means to protect. So one of the meanings of mantra is to protect yourself from your mind. Isn't that interesting? One of the meanings of mantra is to protect yourself from yourself. Do you ever feel that sometimes you need protection from yourself? That you're supposed to study, but you don't. You're supposed to do this, but you don't. You said the wrong thing, shouldn't have said it, did the wrong thing, didn't control yourself. So it's actually a process of uplifting or protecting yourself. It's also, I like to look at it like a boat, and the vibration or the sound is taking you from the material to the spiritual. It's just moving you along in the world of consciousness. And sound is very powerful. Have you ever seen those pictures of sound affecting water? Any of you seen those? Water crystals. And they expose water to different sounds, and with certain cameras they can see the formations in the water. And different sounds affect it differently. And our body is, what, 80% water? So we're very much affected by sound. We're affected in ways we don't even realize. If you live out in the country and you go to New York City, you realize how much affected you are by sound. If you live in New York City and you come out to the country, you can't fall asleep, you got to play a recording of cars and sirens and noise to go to sleep. Because you... Anyway, so... this mantra we're going to introduce you to, this is called the Maha Mantra. Maha means great. And what that means is that there are many, many mantras, and within this mantra is the power of all other mantras. So it's something you have to experience, and I'll show you how we do it. We have 108 beads, and we're going to start on one bead. So I'll say each word of the mantra. Why don't you repeat? Hare,
Hare
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare,
Hare
Krishna.
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 Krishna. Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare,
Hare.
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 Rama.
Rama.
Hare.
Hare.
Rama.
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 Hare.
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 So when you meditate on mantra, what you want to do is focus on hearing. Now the problem is, when you begin chanting, the mind tends to begin thinking about how hungry you are, how tired you are, what are you going to do after 9 o'clock when you leave here, how long are we going to be chanting, how your back feels, any problems you had today during the day that you didn't resolve. It's amazing when you start chanting, all this stuff starts coming. A lot of stuff you weren't even thinking about, because we're trying now to, I don't want to say make our mind blank, but we're trying to focus on hearing. And if we're not accustomed to doing it, the mind tends to go. Now, in Buddhism, they have a principle called mindfulness. And mindfulness means to be present with what you're doing, rather than be doing one thing and thinking about something else. So in our day and age with mobile communication devices, we tend to do a couple things at once, and it makes it harder to meditate because we're used to multitasking.
Yeah.
Right? Driving, texting, you know, whatever. People have offices in their cars, you know, so we're used to. So it actually makes it harder because our minds are. And so when you chant, you've got to be in a very calm state. Otherwise, you'll finish chanting and you'll realize that you didn't even hear what you were chanting. You were just thinking about whatever, you know. How many text messages I haven't read, how many I have to send, homework I have, or my shopping list, whatever. Okay, so the goal of what we want to do tonight in chanting is just to focus on hearing the sound. And if you find, you become aware that you're not hearing, then just go back and hear. And don't think, oh my God, I probably wasn't hearing for the last minute. That's terrible. I'm so bad. Maybe I shouldn't be chanting. Maybe I've got ADD. Maybe I just can't focus. No, you don't think like that. You just go back and listen. Become present with what you're doing. So I teach these meditation retreats, and the basic principle I teach is just when you chant, chant. Don't do anything else. And by not doing anything else, means the process of chanting is you sit and you chant and you focus. You don't look around. You don't, what time is it? You just focus on chanting. That's being present. But like they say in Buddhism, look at what you're looking at. That's mindfulness. You ever look at something and not look at it? Right? And you look at something. What color dress shirt is she wearing? I don't know. But looking at it for 10 minutes and I can't tell you. So we're not really looking. Right? So the same thing happens when we're chanting. The lips are moving, but we're not focused. So that's the object.
Can I share a realization?
Yeah, sure.
I was regularly chanting for the longest time, and then there was a time when I couldn't chant. It's been recently with my son and school that I learned a lot of things. And, the whole multitasking thing.
Yeah.
And so I can really relate with that. And I had kind of a series of realizations about to get so involved with life and just all the things that need to be done, all the demands. One of my kind of realizations was that when you're in a relationship with somebody, sometimes you get so involved in the relationship that there isn't enough space between the two people, and so there's almost like a tendency to be over familiar, and then and because you're over familiar, you get so involved, and there's a lot of the reactions that come from there, and so the solution of that is kind of respecting the differences. And so I guess I can really appreciate the term mantra, in the sense that separating yourself and your mind is in a lot of ways that the kind of mental chaos is kind of almost having an over-intimacy with yourself, if that makes any sense. And so
taking yourself too seriously?
Sure. And you're getting so over-involved with your own drama.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And so finally I had to chant, and so I started chanting. That helped me so much. In some ways I think in the West we don't have that concept. We have the concept of somebody hurting themselves at like a suicidal level, or somebody hurting themselves at then don't drive drunk. But in a normal day to day, there isn't so much that concept. So this is pretty, unique in the sense of actually incorporating this on a daily level. But anyway, that's been really revealing to me of kind of like
detachment from your mind?
From your own self, from your own drama, gaining some space. And you get a lot more perspective into your own situation just by having that space. I don't know if anybody can relate to that.
Bit more insight from separating yourself from all of your personal drama rather than continuing to be embroiled in it and obsessing over your own problems.
And theoretically, you know, I understand, okay, I need to be separated, but how do you do it?
Yeah.
You know, and I guess this is the tool.
This is one of the tools. I mean, we'll go through that tomorrow, and we'll do some visualization and really separate. But an important point in chanting, you can disengage your mind and just listen to the sound. You don't really need it. You can just let it take a little rest. So we're going to chant together in unison.
Were you going to say something?
Stop it, I just listen to the mantra.
Yeah.
And then automatically it goes away. So it's not like you have to stop the mind first and then listen.
Yeah. Just bring it back and focus on the sound. That's the process. So we're going to chant together. If you want to look at the card, you can. If you want to close your eyes, you can. I'll lead and then we'll do in unison. So as soon as you catch on, start chanting. And then we'll hold the beads with these two fingers with your right hand. That's the process. The thumb and the second finger. And we'll chant them on. So it goes like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
A little faster.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
a little faster.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.